Welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. Dick Newman along with Danny Lee. And we've started the day, Danny, with five still alive. And all five are going to place in the tournament. So they're having a great day. Two in the finals and three in the wrestlebacks. Now, the winners of these wrestlebacks will wrestle one more time for third place. The loser will wrestle one more time for fifth place. So everybody's going to place in the tournament. Starting here at 132-pound, Teddy Fesch. He's a junior. J.D. and Paula are his folks, and he's having a great tournament. He won his first match yesterday over number 8, Dylan McGee from Walker Hackensack. Ackley Nevis. He lost in the quarterfinals a tough match, 3-2, to Nate Hart from Otter Tail Central. He's ranked number 3. And then today that brought him down into the wrestlebacks. He defeated number 5, Sean Rule from Painesville, a junior, and he won that 7-1. And now he's going to be wrestling Tyler Bentz, a junior from BBE. And you said, Danny, they probably have met sometime during their career, I would guess.
Pretty good chance of that, and being in the same area and going to big tournaments and stuff. Pretty good chance they've wrestled each other, especially when you think of all the elementary wrestling these kids have done.
Sure.
Pretty good chance they've met in a tournament somewhere. So,
yeah.
Not that you remember wrestling them probably in elementary, but sometimes you do, and
yeah,
a lot of things change, but still, it's a common opponent.
BBE has had a couple of real good years here of late, and they just missed going to the state tournament as a team. So good program. And, of course, Mineota, a very established program. So 25 seconds in the match prior to them. It's tied up right now, though. So,
well, he just got a takedown, and I believe that was the first period of overtime there. So
okay. Derek Alexson from Tracy, so look, kind of a local name, and he's going to be wrestling for third place at 126 pounds.
Yeah, he shot in, and they're both kind of tangled up with each other's legs, but he got a leg hooked and got around the corner and won the match.
So, Teddy Fesch coming out.
Now up and wrestling at that number 8 at 138 pounds, double A.
Getting his warm-ups off in the corner.
Well, it looks like he's putting them back on because they've had problems with the clock.
Yeah, they were going off the scoreboard, so the poor towel tappers are out there, and they're looking, trying to look straight up in the air at the scoreboard to see the clock and trying to chase the ref around. It makes it a little tough, but they did a good job of doing it while they were trying to repair the scoreboard. I don't know if they got it going now or not, but they had a couple technicians there working on it for a little bit. But electronics, you just never know.
Now the technician is talking to the referee. I don't know if they're ordering pizza or waiting for the next chain of command to come out.
Yeah, who's going to fix
the clock?
Kind of sucks as a wrestler. You're all ready to go, and then you get out on the mat, and I'll put your shirt back on for a little bit. We got to do something. I mean, it just can mess with your mindset, but
hopefully both Teddy Fesch and Tyler Bentz are just walking around. They're wearing their shoes off, but I guess they're going to go with the...
Probably going to keep it rolling.
They got the clock.
By golly, they got the numbers back on.
Yeah. And that first period here is a one-minute period.
So, right.
So we're ready to go.
Both kids checked in at the table. Teddy is going to be in the green like Vans.
Both wearing blue singlets, but PBE is a lot darker.
Yeah. Both juniors, too.
Yep. So that probably makes it even more likely that they've faced each other somewhere along the line.
Or they'll face each other again.
Yep. Yeah, next year.
They both started off just hand-checking and doing a little head fighting here. Again, both wrestlers, pretty similar statues, just same body styles and Ben shoots in and gets a takedown on Teddy.
Yeah. Teddy tried to get the Wizard and hop out of there, but Benz took him down. Now Teddy breaks apart and gets the escape, so it's 2-1 with 25 seconds as they go off the mat left in the first period. Remember, these matches are 5 minutes, so 1-2-2.
That makes a big difference, that first period. When it's just a minute, it seems like it just blows by.
Right.
You don't have a lot of time to do a lot of things, but...
10 seconds left in that first period.
Ben shoots in another low leg, and he's got Teddy picked up. 4 seconds left on the clock, and he will get another takedown right as the clock expires.
Yeah, nice takedown. He worked hard for that. Got it. So 4-1 here. Flip of the disc goes to Green. He defers. Teddy does. Betts chooses down. Both will wrestle one more time. If the winner will wrestle at the starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the losers somewhere around 6:30. The 4 o'clock match will be for fifth and sixth, and the 6:30 would be for third and fourth, or five, whatever it takes.
Yeah, it'll probably be closer to 5:30, and the finals start at 6:30, I believe.
Yeah, so scheduled anyway.
Yeah. Bence is up on his feet and peels Pesh's hands apart and gets an escape.
So it's 5-1 right now. Certainly anybody's match at this point. 4 point difference isn't any problem. Bence is in there again on that single leg. He really likes that single leg takedown. Has Teddy hopping around on one leg. Now he goes to a double, takes him down, and gets the 2 points. 7-1 with a minute left in the second period.
Hey, he's very quick on his feet. Go off the edge of the mat, break with 57 seconds to go here. Fresh start in the middle.
Bances on the right side. Teddy pretty much waits to see what Tyler's going to be doing. And now... Tyler broke Teddy down. He's working on wrist control now. He's going underneath and trying to work on a tilt if he could, but forgets about that. And back in there again, trying to get an armbar back. Teddy just pretty much being a rock if he can.
Yeah, right here, Bence has got his one elbow pulled across underneath his chest, and he's just kind of right in a, not really a cross face, he's underneath the armpit, but he's got that one arm trapped underneath, and it's hard for Teddy to get to the base. There he comes up to his base a little bit, having a hard time getting that one arm free.
Second period over. Still 7-1.
Be Teddy's choice here, he deferred. Contact or something here, I'm not sure. Showed need a little tape on a finger or something. A little injury timeout.
Teddy comes over to talk to Coach Skillings.
Getting ready to rest on mat number 4. 145 pounds double A from Gibbon.
The injury clock is moving.
South St. Paul, Antonio Cortez.
Somebody out there, they work, the assistant BB coach out.
Must have been blood because they started at 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Injury timeout is just three. It'll be Teddy's choice. He is going to choose neutral.
From Fairmont, Martin County West, Miles, Fitzgerald.
Waiting for the clock to get
from
to 2 minutes.
Christian.
There. Okay, now ready to start the third period. Teddy trailing 7-1. Teddy's going to have to push the issue here a little bit.
Going to have to take some chances, probably.
He's got an underhook hit in with one side.
Bence tried to go back down for that single, and Teddy was ready for it that time. Just pulled his leg back, and Bence grabbed nothing but air. right here, burning valuable time, though. He's just in an underhook and not getting anything going, so. And I'm sure that has something to do with Vince stopping it. He does have one of Teddy's wrists and not letting him come around with a throw.
Trying to drive into him, and they go off the mat. But 1:18 left in the match. Couple good juniors out here at it and getting some experience for the state tournament.
Vince shoots in on another single. Teddy blocks it with a front headlock here and trying to come around the corner, but Vince is just hanging onto that wrist. Back on their feet, 49 seconds to go.
Vince just moving around, trying to change levels a little bit. Teddy's going to have to try to get in there, and down to 35 seconds and counting. Now he's in there trying to lock up. Got an underhook on the right side. Now trying to get a double underhook, and Vince goes back to the single and gets a takedown. So that's probably pretty much going to do it. It's 9-1.
Yeah, Teddy had to throw it, and he tried to do a little throw there and kind of slipped off, and Vince just shucked him by. Looks like the final is going to end up 9-1.
Yep. So Vince would be wrestling for third place, and Teddy will be wrestling for fifth place, but they both will be on the podium. With that, we'll send it back to the studio. We'll be back with the match of Cole Van Overbeck when his match comes up. Same situation, the winner goes to third, the loser goes to fifth. We'll be back from the Xcel Energy Center when he comes up. Back to you, Kathy, in the studio. Well, Cole Van Overbeck is up here, and he's wrestling against
Zach Bruceman from Blue Earth.
Okay.
Leading right now, 2-0, just started the third period. Bruceman just about taking Cole over. They're leading 2-0. There was no back points there, but minute 20 to go here in the third period. We had a little trouble getting the connection. And it stopped for potentially dangerous. Bruceman had a deep armbar on Cole, trying to crank him over. Cole ended up taking Bruceman down in the first period to get a 2-0 lead, and that's the way it remains right now at 1:15 to go in the third period.
Cole's from the referee's position down, and off the whistle, Bruceman hooks in the leg, working on the cross body series, really cranking that arm while trying to get it over the back of his head into the guillotine. As he's doing that, the clock is running. He's got it close to an arm bar now. Cole doing a good job.
Cole's got him rocked onto his hip and trying to step over the top.
Yep. Back to his base, back down the belly. So no longer is Usman working on the cross body series. Now he's trying to work on a tilt, trying to tip Cole over. Cole holding on to that. His near leg. And
yeah, he was trying to run a stack on Cole there, but Cole had a hold of that front leg and just kept grabbing onto that, and Bruceman couldn't lift him that way. Now he's got him broke back down. Cole still has a hold of that one leg, just keeping on to that. Down to 10 seconds here. Bruceman jumps way up on top, tries to power up, tries to drag him back over the top. 3 seconds to go, and that is the way the match is going to end.
And he is going to be wrestling now for third place. So congratulations, Cole Van Overbeck. And we'll have that match on Q92 as well. And he joins his teammate in the medal realm on the podium. J.D. Fesch will be wrestling for fifth place, and he'll be going for third place. So with that, we have one more just go, and that's Josh Hansen in the WrestleBacks. And when he's ready to wrestle, we'll call back to the studio, and we'll do that match as well. So back to you, Kathy. Okay, back here at the Xcel Energy Center. This will be the last WrestleBack before the medal round for third and fifth place. And we're going to have Josh Hansen coming out against Michael Oswald from Westfield, which is Hayfield in Blooming Prairie. The match prior to his is just about over. There's a little pause for blood time and just 3 seconds left, and then Josh will come out.
Well, inside, one-to-ones.
Yeah.
We don't know that yet, but hopefully
time.
Hopefully something happens here that neither guy's going to do anything and take any chances.
So we're going to have an overtime match, but that's okay. And Josh Hansen has had a great year, a great tournament. He's been ranked all year long, and recently number one. He lost his last match 9-4 to Tanner Tappy from Frazee, just a monster of a young man.
Big kid.
Yeah, and gosh, Tappy got a takedown on Josh and had him on his back, and Josh got off, but he expelled a lot of energy there on that, so he goes back in the wrestle backs, and of course you want to win this next match to get to third place. He's going to be on the podium. The worst thing to do is to lose this match and lose for fifth, but hopefully he wants to have the fighting spirit to end his high school career with a win.
Yeah, it's tough to come back after a loss, but you got to get yourself, you got to forget about that, put it in the past, and reset your mindset that you got to go out and win and you know, try and get higher in that podium. So the match right before Josh's is, there was a takedown, but on the takedown, the one guy went down pretty hard on his head, and he is laying there, so the match is over, but
yep.
The wrestlers have not cleared the mat yet.
Oh, that's
so
right. The unfortunate thing, and safety comes first.
Well, we went through this yesterday, and you don't want to see it, but the kid is really not moving at all.
So they're going to injury default the match. There was nothing illegally done, and we'll just...
he was awarded the two. Yeah, he was awarded the two on the takedown. But on that takedown, like I said, it was kind of the guy that's laying on the mat tried to do a roll through, and he kind of just darted him into the mat. And,
yep.
And but Josh is out in the corner, and hopefully the kid can get up and get moving here. Then make sure they err on caution first. So err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
Especially with a neck.
I suppose they could move it over to mat one.
Yeah,
that is available.
Mat one, mat six. Yeah, that's Byron just coming across and saying we're going to move it across and keep this thing going. So,
Josh Hansen and Gary Stokes walking over to mat one, and there's the Westfield heavyweight as well.
Probably one of the slimmer heavyweights in the Class A bracket.
Westfield, a second-year pairing, and kept looking, who's Westfield? Westfield, and founded in the program that it is a pairing between Blooming Prairie and Hayfield. Years ago, Hayfield was a powerhouse.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Some rich tradition in wrestling. So they're moving that match over to mat one. The winner goes to third place. The loser wrestles for fifth place. So is there something at stake here? You bet.
Yeah.
A lot of pride.
One step up on the podium.
Well, Josh will be wearing the green ankle band.
He's probably saying, oh, finally got a guy that's
my size. my weight, anyway.
Yeah, he's quite a bit taller, but yeah, not anything like the Frazee kid, Tappy. He was just a monster of a man. Guy shoots in quick on Josh right here.
Started, though. It's a 1 minute first period, so And it hasn't started up there either.
Nah. Nobody's seen it yet. Right here, Oswald shot in on Josh and got underneath him, but Josh was able to get...
He's got a leg. He's in the...
Scramble out of that. They're out on the edge of the mat, still going around in circles. Trying. He's got one leg hooked up, and it's going to be a stalemate. Good scramble by Josh there to not give up a quick takedown.
They wrestled for 30 seconds.
They probably
only said 17.
They probably should run about 20 seconds off, yeah, but...
Oh, that young man that was injured is up walking, so... Yeah,
he looks a little hazy.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, Westfield...
Oswald.
Get kind of a duck under and got a takedown on Josh.
Yeah, he's trying to bar up Josh's right arm. Josh is just keeping that tucked underneath. And Oswald jumps across the top. He's a long, tall kid. I mean, he jumps across and threw a half in on Josh. Josh is doing a great job of fighting it off, but he's got a wrist tucked and trying to get a half in.
First period's going to wind down here with probably a minute and a half of a period instead of a minute. But
extra 30 seconds of wrestling.
Just exactly what Josh doesn't need after being losing that last match. He was wore out.
Ends up being 2-0 in favor of Oswald. I did not see if Oswald deferred or not, but Josh is going to choose the down position.
Yep. Off the whistle, Josh trying to get up up to his feet.
Oswald did a big arm chop and broke Josh off his base. Now Josh is back up to his base trying to get something going. Like we said, Oswald is long. He reaches across and grabs the wrist. Josh tries to roll.
Yeah,
Oswald blocks it. Josh comes around the other way, and Oswald catches him, but Josh was able to get back. He had him on his back for a little bit. Now Oswald's got a wrist and a deep half. He's cranking Josh around, but he's doing a fantastic job of fighting this off, not giving up any points so far.
Oswald going from side to side and... really working them over.
Josh is having a hard time even coming up to his base on Oswald because Oswald is so long, he's got his whole body covered, and he's still out in front of him. Now he tries to jump across the other side, throw a half in.
Yeah. But you look at his thighs and legs, boy, he's big man, so he's probably, even though he's tall and slender, he probably still outweighs Josh.
Josh is going to get a warning for stalling underneath.
45 seconds and counting, second period. Just 2-0. Oswald bleeding.
Not that Oswald has been out to the side doing a lot, but he is trying different things. He's chopping and jamming. And
he's keeping busy.
Josh trying to peel hands off. Now Oswald gets a double wrist ride. Back to a wrist and a half.
Where he grabs that far side wrist and trying to now reaches under one-on-one. Second period is going to end, and it'll be Oswald's choice, I believe. And he's shooting down.
He looked over at his coaches and they suggested something, and Oswald shook his head no. I don't know if they were talking about going on his feet or what, but Oswald is going to go down.
Well, it's just 2-0. Joshua riding from the right side. Oswald on his feet turns into Josh. Josh drops down to a single leg, trying to corkscrew him back down to the mat, which he did. Now he chops that arm and he'll be working now to try to turn Oswald over.
Oswald obviously watched some of his matches earlier where he was throwing people and did not want to get put in that position, so he wanted to go down. We'll see if that was the right choice or not.
Yeah.
Josh might have to cut him loose and try and get something going on the feet. Now he swings around the front, tries to lift. There's going to be a stalling on Oswald there, I believe. No. Stalling on... Stalling on Josh and an escape.
One point escape.
Well, he had two, though, and now he's got four. So there was a stalling call. when he had a hold of the one leg, just holding it up.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know about that call. That was pretty quick, but.
Well, Josh in a position where he's got to throw Oswald, and he's so much shorter that Oswald has got the leverage on him.
He's got a deep underhook, but.
Trying to step to the side and crank him over, but he just can't do it.
He's got a body lock on Oswald right now. If he can get a big trip, he's got to step across. It doesn't work, especially on a taller guy, to try and reach out with the outside leg. You got to almost step across the body. Then he tries another little trip. Oswald is just so much taller than Josh. He can counter everything, and they break away. 30 seconds to go here in the third period. Oh, Josh back in on another deep underhook, tries a headlock. He's got it locked up, but it slips.
Yep.
That time of the match, it's tough to do.
Yeah. And Oswald's down to 12 seconds. And Oswald's just riding on top.
Just sitting on top. The official's not going to do anything. He tries to turn Josh right at the end, but doesn't. So it's going to end up 6-0.
And Josh Hansen will be wrestling for fifth place here in a couple hours. So with that, we'll turn it back to the studio, and we'll have more wrestling starting at that 4 o'clock hour. Back to you, Kathy.